हृदीव बाह्य देशेपि
हृदीव बाह्य देशेपि
यस्मिन् कस्मिंश्च वस्तुनि
यस्मिन् कस्मिंश्च वस्तु
समाधिराज्य सन्मात्रात्
समाधिराज्य सन्मात्रात्
नामरूप पृथक्कृतिः
नामरूप पृथक्कृतिः
Yeah, so the internal hridiva bahya deshi api, even as it was done in the mind internally, similarly it has to be done externally as well. So externally, the first type of samadhi is yasmin kasminshcha vastuni, whatever is being seen. Sanmatrat nama rupa pratakritihi, nama rupam has to be removed from the pure existence of anything that is seen. That is the first type of samadhi. The previous was like concentrating on oneself as a witness of all activities of the mind, thoughts of the mind internally. Externally, the similar thing is to remove nama rupam so that you become the Sachidananda Vastu. Okay. So removing nama rupam and knowing everything as Sachidanandam is the first type of samadhi. So here nama rupam is there, but nama rupam is being differentiated or removed from whatever is perceived.
Okay.
So though Namarupam is being perceived, but it is removed from one's perception.
Okay.
By knowing that that is not Namarupam, but only Sachidananda alone is there. Namarupam removing.
Okay.
Akandaika rasam vastu.
Akandaika rasam vastu.
Sachidananda lakshanam.
सच्चिदानंद लक्षणम्
इत्यविचिन्न चिन्तेयम्
इत्यवचिन्न चिन्तेयम्
समाधिर् मध्यमो भवेत्. Hey, just once again. Yeah, so समाधिर् मध्यमो भवेत्. So first samadhi is external samadhi, it's removing the nama rupam, and it's not removing exactly, differentiating the nama rupam from the Sachidananda Vastu or Sat. Sat. So distinguishing or differentiating both those is the first type. And the second type is, once you differentiate, then knowing that there is only one Vastu. Akanda Ekarasam Vastu. There is only one Vastu which is Akandam, which is indivisible and which is of the nature of Sachidanandam. So concentrating or contemplating that there is only Sachidanandam, whatever is present vastu, whatever vastu is seen is Sachidanandam, is the second type. So first step is to remove the namarupam or differentiate the namarupam from the vastu, and the second is removal of the second is concentrating on that Sachidanandam alone is there. Difference between two is, in the first case you are just differentiating or distinguishing both. In the second case you are ascertaining that only Sachidanandam is there.
Okay.
Stabdi bhavo rasa svadat.
Stabdi bhavo rasa svadat.
Tritiya purvavan matah.
Tritiya purvavan matah.
येतै समाधिभिः षड्भिः
येतै समाधिभिः षड्भिः
नयेत् कालं निरन्तरम्
नयेत् कालं निरन्तरम्
या सो एज़ एक्सप्लेन्ड प्रीवियस्ली द थर्ड टाइप ऑफ समाधि सिमिलरली हियर द समाधि इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग वनसेल्फ रसास्वादम एक्सपीरियंसिंग वनसेल्फ एज़ द रियलिटी ऑफ सच्चिदानंदम दैट अलोन एक्सिस्ट. So the first one is when you differentiate and distinguish the Sat aspect from the Namarupam. And the second is you concentrate or contemplate that Sachidanandam alone is present.
Okay.
And the third is when you experience that Sachidanandam alone is there, being in that experience. So internally it is concentrated, or the three steps are based on oneself. It is individual, whereas the second three types of samadhi or external samadhi is when you extend it to everything. So in the first case, like when you are the witness of your thoughts and whatever is seen in your mind, the external one is when you split Sachidanandam from everything. So internally you are trying to separate yourself from the internal vastus, and externally you are separating Sat or Sachidanandam from the vastus. And once you do that, then internally you contemplate that I am Sachidanandam, and externally you know, you contemplate that everything is Brahman.
Okay.
And the third becomes like internally you experience that I am Sachidanandam, externally as well that gets carried, that I am, everything is Sachidanandam, I am only Sachidanandam.
Okay.
So those are the three external types and the internal types. So the internal type first is when a person concentrates or contemplates on his nature of being a witness to everything. And the second type is when the seeker concentrates on himself as Sachidanandam, as Sachidananda Vastu or Atman. And the third is when it becomes experience. He experiences is devoid of any entities. And the external is first is when he distinguishes between the Sat and the Namarupam aspects. And the second is when he concentrates on everything as Sachidanandam, or whatever is present, whatever Vastu is there, that is Sachidanandam. Concentrating on that, so Namarupam Mithya, it goes away. First is knowing that Namarupam is Mithya and differentiating it. And the second step, when if Namarupam is Mithya, then any Mithya has to be its substratum. Therefore, the second step becomes, if Jagat is Mithya, then the next question is, what is Jagat? Jagat is Brahman. So that is the next step. And when that is done, then there is only one experience, because everything is one, therefore there is only one experience, and the seeker rejoices in that experience.
Okay.
Clear?
Yeah, clear.
So, ete samadhi bihi shadbir nayet kalam nirantaram. Ete shadbihi samadhi bihi. These six types of samadhis, nayet, a person has to do, follow, kalam nirantaram, for infinite time. As long as he is able to, he has to follow all these six samadhis. Go through it internally, one of those three samadhis, and externally. And it's kind of progressive. If one is done, then it will lead automatically to the other. When a person is concentrating himself as the witness of all activities, then if he goes on doing that, then it automatically leads him to the conviction that I am Sachidanandam, I am Asangam. It will automatically lead. Similarly, if a person removes Namarupam from the Sat Vastu, then he knows that Namarupam is Mithya. And when that is done, the next automatic level is when that he will know that everything is Brahman alone, or whatever is real is Brahman alone. That automatically happens. And when that happens, when a person concentrates that everything is Brahman, then it becomes his very experience to know that I am Brahman.
Okay.
And there will be bliss or rasam aswadam. Yeah,
the rule of Nama.
Yeah.
The Nama Rupam differentiate pandrathu will include body or
It is any vastu. So it is any entity that is seen or heard outside.
Okay.
If you consider the body as an object outside, then body will also include.
Okay.
It depends on how you see it. If you don't consider the body as an body as an external object, then it will not be.
Okay.
If you consider it as an object, then it will be. So it's depending on the seeker's level. If a seeker is still concentrating on body, body consciousness is still there, then he cannot contemplate on the body as an entity there.
Okay.
So it depends on how he sees it. But internally, if a person sees himself as a witness, then the body consciousness goes. So body also will become an object. Clear or?
Not clear.
Can you explain all the six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first. Drishyanu vidya sadikalpa samadhi. There are objects. Experiential objects, but what we concentrate on is the consciousness as a witness of all the experiences.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And next one, the Shabda Anuvidha Samadhi. We concentrate on the self as different from all the experiences, unattached to all to everything. Every object, and concentrate on the only on the nature of the Atman as Satchidananda.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And once this is practiced, then is the Svanubhavam of Atman as Satchidananda, which is in the Nirvikalpa
Samadhi. Okay.
And next is Samadhi practiced outside, where the first one, we differentiate Namarupam with the Satchidananda.
Mm-hmm.
And next is ascertaining that if there is only Satchidananda, there is no name and form at all.
Okay.
And once that is practiced, then it becomes clear that there is only Satchidananda.
That is fifth type, right?
The next sixth type,
okay. Yeah, all these six have to be practiced by a seeker. Kalam Nirantaram. So he has to practice it always.
Okay.
Internally as well as externally.
Okay.
But any one will lead to other, so it will take time, so he has to constantly do one of these samadhis.
Okay.
Practice it. Savikalpa practice will lead to Nirvikalpam. Nirvikalpam internally, that okay, I am the self. I am self and I am happy. And then externally, that everything is self, there is nothing apart from the self.
Okay.
So both types will happen. He'll have to practice it constantly. So it is, this is not just to be learned, but it has to be practiced constantly by the
okay.
seeker.
Okay.
Yeah, so next he speaks about what will happen when a person practices this. Dehabhimane galite.
Dehabhimane galite.
Vijnate paramatmani.
Vijnate paramatmani.
Yatra yatra mano yati.
Yatra yatra mano yati.
Tatra tatra samadayah.
Tatra tatra samadayah.
So dehabhimane galite. When dehabhimanam is removed, is gone. Vijnate paramatmani. And the Paramatman's experience has happened. Yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra samadayah. Then there is no particular limitations, no particular restrictions for such a person. Yatra yatra mano yati, wherever the mind goes, tatra tatra samadayah, that becomes an object of contemplation. So that becomes an object of contemplation, that the nama rupam is automatically removed. And he knows it as Satchidanandam, therefore he experiences bliss. It automatically happens.
Okay.
So wherever the mind goes, internally when it goes, or externally it sees objects, that will be an object of contemplation. That means like whenever he sees ever anything, he'll know that it is Namarupam. He'll remove the Namarupam and Sachidanandam he will know. Similarly for the internal things as well, it will happen automatically. So for such a person, always that thing will be there. So that's why Ramana used to say that if the eyes are open, then it will be Savikalpa Samadhi. If eyes are closed, it will be Nirvikalpa Samadhi.
Okay.
There will be no objects. Even if closing the eyes, there is some thoughts or there are thoughts in the mind, then that will be concentrating on the Sachidanandam aspect. It will automatically, like all the three samadhis, progressively will automatically happen. It will progressively happen, not through effort, but it will happen automatically. Because it has been practiced for long. So once a person, kalam nirantaram, so he practices it again and again and again and again, then it automatically happens.
Okay.
It automatically happens that whenever, wherever the mind goes there, that becomes an object of contemplation.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll continue tomorrow on this.
Yeah, okay, sure.